Moyle Show
with Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello. Willie Bum.
Good morning, Great Britain. It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Thursday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Go! Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Great Britain. Welcome to the show. Hello to the rest of the world, wherever you are. If you're British and you're outside the UK, good morning. If you're not British, but you're in the UK, good morning. Can we tick all the boxes?
Absolutely right. We're multilingual and multi-international.
We don't discriminate. We want everybody listening to our show.
Exactly.
We'll take everyone, even the wrong ones.
Yeah, we'll have them. We're quite big in prison, I think. We did that before, didn't we? We've got lots of prisoners taken.
Yeah, we are. Hello to all the inmates.
Petty theft.
Doing a bit of time.
Bit of bird.
Yeah. Going into the yard to play some basketball.
Yeah.
Or maybe get a job down the laundry.
That's it.
Yeah, that's my experience of being in prison.
Yeah. What were you in for again?
You don't want to know,
no,
mate.
Actually.
You don't want to know.
No.
If you have to ask, you weren't there.
You don't want to be in my world.
Why that?
Well, not in my world.
What is your world?
I don't know. I'm just
oh, yeah.
But yeah, that world.
The pineapples and the keys in the bowl.
That world.
I don't want to be in that world.
Be in that
You're
world.
Absolutely right. No, thank you.
You'll be in my world.
No, thank you. Ask James. He might.
James, you want to be in my world?
All right, thank you. All for you.
We're live on Global Player if you want to watch us this morning. It's the official Radio X app. You open it up, you watch us live. You can also then, if you've got Global Player on your telly, on your smart TV, you can actually watch us on the telly. So if you're still in bed and you've got a TV in your bedroom and you've got the smart app on there for Global Player.
Oh, yeah, do you? I don't know. I'll have a look. Oh, do you?
It's on Sky. So if you've got Sky, you've got the Global Player app on your telly. And if you've got a decent TV with, like, apps and stuff, then you can watch it on your telly.
Mm.
Or watch it on your phone. Or your computer or your iPad. Just watch.
Yeah. However you want to do it, really.
We're just chatting about Glastonbury.
Mm.
Good morning.
Oh.
Good morning, Glastonbury. I wonder if there's anybody listening right now at Glastonbury.
Oh, I reckon there'll be a few who didn't go to bed yet.
Well, I think the opposite. I think there'll be people who got up really early yesterday, travelled to Glastonbury, set up their tents or their camper van or wherever it may be, and then, like yesterday, Hovis, one of our listeners.
Yes.
Is that, he was on the Guinness at 8:30.
He was enjoying himself, wasn't he? Yeah.
So he's like, yeah. So, and I was talking to somebody yesterday and they went, there's not a lot to do at Glastonbury. When you're there on the Wednesday, yeah, you're there. You've made it. And he went, it's pretty dry in the sense of there's not loads going on. The only thing you can really do is basically sit outside your tent, walk around drinking.
Yeah. Watch the sunset is a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And I'm like, kind of like the idea of that, to be fair.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
So I reckon there'll be people who peaked a bit too soon, had a really long day yesterday, and have gone to bed earlier than they normally would.
Right, I'm going to lie here.
And then they've woken up at the crack of dawn and they're like, it's 6:30 and I'm wide awake. What shall I do? So I reckon there are people that are up now just wandering around seeing if they can find coffee or is there anybody serving breakfast yet? They might be walking around the site now with their headphones on, listening to the start of the show, going, no, I might as well put Miles on.
There's a little bit of rain coming, if it's not drizzling already, but it won't last very long.
No.
And then seemingly that is it.
Yeah.
For the weekend.
For the whole weekend.
25 degrees tomorrow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
25 degrees Saturday, 27 degrees Sunday.
Yeah, that's right.
It looks lovely. Dry and sunny.
I've been looking at the weather recently and I've been noticing it's getting to, because the weather's been a bit all over the place, mainly warm. Yesterday was deceivingly hot,
I thought. I played golf with Finn yesterday and it was roasting hot.
But You know this whole thing about sunbathing? Try and avoid the midday sun if you can. That's the point when the sun is at the highest in the sky. Try and avoid that because that's the hottest, that's the peak, that's the whatever. But I've been looking at the weather and it's about 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
But it starts really...
That it actually seems to be kicking in. So like the last week or so when the weather's been decent, it'll be cloudy. So yesterday, so it might be cloudy today and sunny later. So it'll be cloudy, sun comes out about 3:30, and then at 5 o'clock, the temperature hits the peak of the day.
Yeah.
Is that now, it was never usually like that, was it?
I don't know. So my girls, if they're sunbathing, like in the garden or something like that, they won't go on what the temperature is, they'll go on what the UV is. So they'll go on their phone and find out what the UV is. Yeah. And if the UV is kind of like... Not high enough, they'll go, no point, we're not going to get a tan. I was like, hang on, it's 28 degrees, but the UV may not be that high. So they have a look at the UV, goes, that's high, and then they'll go tanning and stuff.
Do they wear sun cream and whatnot?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do they?
Yeah,
are they good with it?
It's only us. It's our generation who were rubbish at it when we were growing up.
No, do you know?
Facts of 50.
It's not. So we go on holiday with our friends and their family, and the girls are there. I'm only going to refer to them as the girls.
Right.
Because A, they don't bother listening, and B, to protect them. Now, if you're watching on Global Play, you'll see this, right? Just need to move the microphone out of the way. I'll move it there. I was sitting by the pool on holiday a couple of years ago, and there's one of the girls and her mate, and they're chatting away, and they're sat in the sun loungers, and we're all talking to each other. And then I noticed that one of them puts some cream on. She gets the sun cream out. She puts it on her chest here. Like, the smallest amount of cream you've ever seen.
Really?
She literally just goes... There you go.
That's not doing anything.
And I went, what are you doing? She's like, what? I went, are you wiping something off your fingers? Because I've never seen so little sun cream applied to a human being in my... You may as well not have even picked it up.
Yeah.
She's like, well, sometimes I get a bit of a rash here, so I just put a bit of cream on, just like under a chest, just below a neck. And I'm like, what about the rest of you? And she's like...
You're going to sizzle.
Yeah, but it's fine though, isn't it? And I'm like... No!
No.
It's absolutely not. And I'm like, how? Hold on. How are you from your generation sitting there going, I know, it's fine. I put the cream on because I get a rash. No, no, you put the cream on to protect your skin. Yeah. I know, it's fine. I've checked the UV.
Okay. And I'm like, it's all UV, isn't it?
No, you're out of your mind.
Yeah. Factor 50. You need factor 50.
And then you go to the generation before us where my dad is just putting lard on.
Yeah.
Or Hawaiian Tropic.
Oh, yes.
Which, for legal reasons, it absolutely isn't. But I remember seeing my dad putting that on when we were on holiday when I was a kid, and I'm like, what is it, oil? Is it cooking oil?
I remember Mum and Dad, when we went on holiday, they had, so when I was young, they had something like Factor 4 ombre solaire. You may as well stick olive oil on. Do you know what I mean? Literally went very brown, but it sizzled so bad for you.
No.
I'm a 50 guy.
Yes, I imagine you are a 50 man because the sun isn't for you.
No. Have you seen the machines at Disney? I think it's Disney where you can go and stand in them and they spray
I think they should be everywhere. I've said it for years. I hate putting on sun cream.
Right.
Especially when I used to be a lot heavier.
Yes.
You imagine when I was 18 stone,
sure,
how long it takes to put sun cream on. It's like painting the fourth bridge.
There was more of an area to work with, wasn't there, back in the day?
By the time I'd finished the last bit... The other bit needed topping up again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just want to walk into like a spray thing and just go, shh, there you go, that's all done, it's all done. And then you get the other cream. Somebody goes, oh no, I use this sun cream where you put it on. It lasts all day.
Yeah.
And you go, what? You just put it on once? Yeah, lasts all day. So you go, okay, great. So I'll have a bit of that.
Yeah.
And then the next day when you're entirely red and burnt... And your other half's going, yeah, I don't think that works for you. I think you need to just keep reapplying. Tell you, my biggest problem when I do this, and I know I'm not on my own, is put on my sun cream, lovely, on my face. And I always think my face gets loads because I put sun cream on my face, on my neck, backs of my ears, right?
I've learned all the years.
And then I put it on my arms and my chest and my legs, put it everywhere. And there's always a bit of excess, so I wipe that onto my face. And then I'm like... Okay, did I do my face? Yeah, I did. I'll do my face again. My face gets loads.
Yes.
Which is weird, because I always burn my face.
Right.
And I realised a good few years ago why I burned my face.
Yeah.
Put my sun cream on. I set alarms to remind me to put cream on.
Dude, that's very good.
Because I used to burn.
Yeah.
My skin is so sensitive.
It's very good.
So I would set an alarm for half an hour. As soon as that alarm goes off, I've got to reapply. Okay?
Yeah.
Or I'd go for a swim or something in the hotel pool, whatever.
Yeah.
What I do is, though, I put so much cream on my face.
Mm.
And then I sit in the sun, set my alarm, sit in the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hot, isn't it? Oh, I'm sweating. And what do I do? Constantly wiping the sweat off my face, which basically means I'm wiping all the sun cream off.
Yeah.
And then I'm lying there for half an hour, essentially with no cream on my face because I've wiped it all away. And then the next thing is, everyone's going to lunch. You look like you've caught, you're burning, your forehead's burning. I'm like, well, it can't be burning because I've got factor 50 on for a minute and a half.
Exactly.
Before I wipe it all off.
I see that thing on the last day of holiday. You'd panic, you're not brown enough. So you wouldn't bother putting cream on your face. So you go, you're literally on the plane home like a complete tomato. Horrible, really unattractive look.
I know people who like, oh, I've got to lie on my front, but he puts some cream on my back. People lie on the sides. They're trying to get that all over tan.
Yeah.
And then I realised one day, what do I really need? Elbows to wrists.
Yeah.
That's it. My arms there.
Face.
And Adam's apple up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly.
That's all I need.
Straight true.
I come back from work and I'm wearing a t-shirt, pair of jeans, whatever. I walk in, you go, oh, you caught some sun.
Yeah.
Little do you know, move that t-shirt up. It's literally, it's whiter than Michael Jackson.
Exactly. Farmer's tan. Yeah.
Gee. I'm very tired this morning. I know it doesn't sound like it, but I'm very, very tired.
I'm very tired.
Very long day yesterday. Very tired, but very good.
Hmm.
Went out last night, had some dinner and a couple of drinks.
Did you?
I was saying to Dom, I feel like I've been on the booze all day yesterday.
Really?
Shared a bottle of Prosecco.
Oh, lovely. Now, the fact you shared a bottle of Prosecco is very good.
I know, and I really wanted another one, and I'm like, no. I thought it was Friday yesterday.
Yeah.
For half the day yesterday, I thought it was Friday.
I can't get my head around this week.
And I was running around town, had some meetings in town, and it was really warm last night.
Yeah, it was. It was really muggy.
Muggy.
I went to bed, went straight to sleep. Woke up 2 o'clock in the morning. Then at 3:30.
One of those.
Then at 4:10.
Oh, rubbish.
And then the alarm went off at 4:50 and I'm like, okay, all right, fine.
Mm.
It was one of those mornings where I realised that I don't get up at 4:50. My alarm goes off at 4:50, which is ludicrous.
Yeah. Anything with a 4 in it at the beginning is not great.
Dom, I used to do the afternoon show. Anything with a 0 in it.
Yeah, true.
Anything with an 0 in it.
Yeah.
I used to set my alarm for midday.
Imagine.
I mean, I was drinking all night.
Yeah, absolutely.
Half past 6 in the morning.
That's different.
Contributes.
No, it wasn't my fault. I got locked in a pub.
You got locked last night?
Not last night. No. Jeepers, no. Yeah, I was drinking till 6:15. I just came straight here. Captain Crabbeard yesterday went to Glastonbury. Oh, I didn't look. Do we get any people? Is anyone at Glastonbury listening?
Not loads, actually, because ordinarily we would, wouldn't we? So no.
Well, I'll do it later. I want to find out. I was watching videos of the fireworks display. They have a big fireworks display on the Wednesday night at Glastonbury. And I watched a video of it, and it looked like there was no music, which I thought was a bit weird.
Hmm.
For the Glastonbury Festival to have fireworks and no... For a music festival to do a fireworks display that had no music.
Yeah.
And then, unless it was just a video, so I'm curious to see if anybody was actually there, if they can tell me. I want to see if Captain... Are we going to check in with Captain Crapbeard, or do you think he's going to be asleep till 10?
Well, I haven't heard... I've texted him a couple of times yesterday. I've not had...
I say we're making work for it.
I think so. What time were you texting him?
Texted him at 1:15, and then at 8 p.m.
And did he answer?
No.
Really?
He didn't answer after the 8 p.m. when?
Either.
What?
Either.
Really?
He hasn't replied.
Not heard.
Oh, God. He's gone down the rabbit hole already.
We had a quick chat at 1:55, and then from then, 1:15, the last message I sent, gone.
So you talked on the phone?
No, just a text.
Oh, my God.
So he's somewhere in a field. We don't know where.
Do you think he's driven all the way to Glastonbury and he didn't have his phone plugged in properly in the car, so he's, like, no battery?
Oh,
he's got his camper van though. He could literally go and charge his phone up, lock the camper van, and then go walking around the site. Oh, he's living in luxury compared to how he used to do it.
He really is. He's got a double bed. Doesn't know he's born.
Just the idea of just having a tent, then just leaving all your stuff there.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know it's all peace and love at Glastonbury, but there's peace and love and thieves.
Yes.
And people nicking your beer.
Yeah.
You got to padlock your tent up and then it's red hot and no thanks. For everyone else who's doing it that way, all the best. So I was thinking about this, by the way. I don't know why I'm thinking about the Glastonbury Festival a lot this year. You know what? You know all the signs at Glastonbury, right? They're all handwritten signs.
Yes.
So pyramid stage, other stage, toilets, West Holt, whatever. Road, do not enter, whatever it may be. They're all handwritten.
Yeah.
And they're all in a particular font.
Hmm.
And I've never noticed it before. I was watching a Glastonbury video about it this morning.
I saw that.
Weirdly, I was thinking about it this morning. Subliminal things of Glastonbury that you don't really think about. And all the signs, of which there are like 2,000 to 3,000 hand-painted signs all over the festival. Now, apparently they paint these every year. Which begs the question,
right?
Why?
I was going to say, do they not stick them in storage?
I wonder if people nick them as souvenirs.
Mm.
Or do they go, we like fresh signs every year?
Right.
What do they do with the signs that aren't nicked?
Mm.
Do they just tidy them up or do they give them away? And also, why don't they have a side business where you can get signs made in the Glastonbury font, hand-painted by the Glastonbury sign painters.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
For like, James and Chelsea's birthday or whatever, and you're like, happy birthday, and you make a little sign, happy birthday, Chelsea, with the little arrow
whatever,
in the Glastonbury font. I'm like,
nice.
It's a great idea, right?
Off your garden, barbecue area, or whatever you want, patio, whatever. Yeah,
you know, Dom's special shed.
Special shed, well, just
put some tissues on it or something, staple them on.
Might have a cold or something, you never know.
Isn't that a good idea?
Very good idea.
I'd buy one of them, actually.
Yeah.
Is it a particular font? Or is it a font?
Well, they're all hand-painted.
Yeah, but it's all the same font.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, I bet you can either find the font or...
Glastonbury sign font.
They should have a side business. What does Emily do for the rest of the year? No, she ain't mucking the cows out.
Is she not? I don't know.
Nah.
Is she not working on the farm?
Nah, she's too posh.
True, actually. Too posh to farm. I bet she is. I bet she's mucking out and everything.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Michael's still going, isn't he? Still going strong.
Yeah, that's really good to see.
Someone's made a font. I don't know whether it's the official one or not, but it replicates it quite well.
Oh, really? See, but that, I think that'd be a cool thing to do.
It's a nice idea, that.
Right. Do you want to play a game?
Come on, then.
This is good. So how many people at Glastonbury, James?
210,000
ish. Wow.
Give or take 210.
That's over a fifth of a million.
How many people live in London, Dom?
How many people live in London?
Yeah.
It's about 6 million?
Seven,
okay.
Do you know the drop-off, by the way? I just want to say drop-off after I say Glastonbury.
No, please don't.
So you've got the biggest city in the UK is?
London, yeah.
Second biggest city?
Birmingham.
That's right. A lot of people think it's Manchester. Did you think it was Manchester, James?
I did.
Yeah, it's Birmingham. Do you know what the drop-off from the population of London to the population of Birmingham is?
So what, 7 million in London? Is it pretty much six million?
It's 1 million people in Birmingham.
1 million in Birmingham, yeah.
So it's 7 million in London.
Yeah.
1 million in Birmingham.
Yeah.
How many is Manchester, does it say?
Now hold on, I'm on the list. And Manchester's not on it.
Oh.
Oh, well, hold on. That's not right then.
Population of Manchester.
That's not right. Because Manchester's bigger than... I think... No, this is saying... All right, so I'm on Wikipedia now. Birmingham's 8.3 million. London's 8.3. Birmingham's 2.3. Manchester's 1.7.
Okay.
Then, is it Leeds, Sheffield or Liverpool?
Ooh. Now, there's lots of areas of Leeds. There are a few.
This is the 2001 census.
I'd say Leeds, actually.
It's Liverpool.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, which really surprises me.
Okay.
830,000. Leeds is 750,000. Right. And then there's a drop-off down to Sheffield. And then away you go. Now, let's talk about Ipswich.
Oh.
Okay. I want you to think about Ipswich.
No.
And I want you to think about Glastonbury this weekend.
Oh, yes. Okay. So what did you say? Glastonbury 200?
Who has the higher population? Is it Glastonbury this weekend or is it Ipswich?
Ooh. It's got to be Ipswich, isn't it? There's got to be more people in Ipswich than at a festival this weekend.
200,000.
Well, if you want to have a quieter weekend
right.
with less people,
yeah.
this weekend you should go to Ipswich.
Really?
Correct.
Really?
180,000 people live in Ipswich.
Wow.
210,000 will be at Glastonbury. Do you like that?
That's mad. I thought Ipswich was quite big. Well, it is still quite big.
I'll give you another one. I'm going to make this tight. Barnsley.
No.
Now, will there be more people in Barnsley or more people in Glastonbury?
Glastonbury, I think. All due respect to Barnsley.
Barnsley is 211,000.
Is it? Barnsley's bigger than Ipswich.
Yeah, the metropolitan borough of Barnsley.
We should know stuff like this living in the UK, do you think?
I like Barnsley.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's your favourite part of Barnsley?
Town centre.
Yeah. Love a town centre.
Let's go Portsmouth.
Mmm.
Now, is the population of Portsmouth bigger than the population of Glastonbury?
Portsmouth's big, isn't it?
It is. I feel it's as big.
But is it as big?
Mm.
So, who has the higher population? Is it Portsmouth or Glastonbury?
Oh, Portsmouth.
Portsmouth.
I'm going to say 300. No!
No, it's Glastonbury.
Is it?
So, if you want a quiet weekend, head to Portsmouth.
What is it?
205,000.
Is it?
Yeah.
I feel really bad that I don't know this sort of stuff.
Blackpool.
Ooh.
Blackpool. Oh, by the way, I will enjoy listening to this game on lots of other radio stations later when the DJs are listening to us too again. Oh, that's a good idea. I'll play that on my show today.
Blackpool. Now, the centre of Blackpool isn't actually that big. It's lovely, Blackpool, obviously. I'm going to say Glastonbury has more than Blackpool.
Yeah, I'm going to agree.
70,000 more.
Seven, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, good game, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you want one more?
Go on.
One more.
Yeah.
Northampton.
Ah. Oh.
Now, the Cobblers football team.
Now, I'm going to tell you it's tight.
Okay.
It's tight. Northampton and Glastonbury, population-wise, is tight. But which is bigger?
I'd say Glastonbury is bigger than Northampton.
Northampton.
So you're saying Northampton. I'll tell you, there's 10,000 in it.
Pretty
much, not even. So Northampton's bigger than Glastonbury, says James.
Other way around for me.
Dom says Glastonbury is bigger than Northampton. And the winner is... Dominic!
Yes.
There you are.
Thank you.
Fun game, right?
Yeah, I like that.
I should have really prepped it and had my drones and my game show music. But quite frankly, I thought of it too late and I couldn't be asked.
You were an answer on Tenable yesterday. Somebody's just texting.
Is that still... I don't think that's still on.
Is it not with Warwick? Is it might be a repeat, possibly?
Might be a repeat.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think it was still on, though.
Yeah.
What was the question? Is it to do with breakfast shows?
Yes.
Was it? Okay.
Was it Radio X or was it the old place?
I think it's this place.
All right.
There's a few names on there that I was like, they're not on anymore. Maybe.
Oh, really?
Repeat.
Oh.
They're filming Mastermind at the moment.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, the normal one or the celebrity?
Celebrity one.
Right.
Because I know somebody who's doing it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. But interestingly, I've never had the call to go on Celebrity Mastermind.
I really wanted to do you too on Celebrity Mastermind. And I think then, who's the Irish gardener? I think he then did it, so I couldn't do it. Oh. Do you remember his name? Dermot Garvin or something like that.
Why don't you do arable farming in the 20th century instead?
Yes.
The 25,000 pound box. Radio X.
Glasses on.
I put my glasses on to see. All right, £25,000. Now, here's the thing. I don't... Even though I say every day... it could go today. I think it's going to go soon. I don't know why. I think someone's going to blag it.
I hope so.
There's only two clues for the £25,000 box.
Mm.
If you name the correct Radio X artist, it's an artist we play on Radio X. It's either a singer or a band. But it has, you know, it's they're the artist. You know, the artist name.
Yeah.
If you say the right name, the box will unlock and you'll win £25,000. Now, the only clues we've had so far are it's not a British artist and it's not a one-word artist.
Yes.
Okay? So if it's an artist with one word and it's a British artist, then it's not them. But somebody could actually just blag it today. I feel like it could go.
Oh, yeah. Be great.
If you would like to play today, you have to answer this qualifying question first. What colour is the Chancellor's box held up for the press on Budget Day? What colour is the Chancellor's box held up for the press on Budget Day? You have to enter via text. So you have to text the word box and your answer. This is for you to be in the draw to get picked to play the game. Oh, yeah, you've got to work for this money. Because then when you get on the air, if you get it wrong, you automatically win money. If you get picked, £1,000 you get for playing the game, even if you're wrong. Even if your guess is wrong, when you get to actually play the game, you get £1,000. Get it right, it's £25,000. So you need to answer this qualifying question. What colour is the Chancellor's box held up for the press on Budget Day? You need to text the word box, followed by your answer, send it to 83936. So you're going to text the word box, you're going to write the colour of the Chancellor's box held up for the press on Budget Day. So you're going to write box and then the colour. You're going to send it to 83936. 83936. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate, but if you get picked to play today, we'll give you £1,000. You've got to be available to answer your phone when we close the lines at 8 o'clock today. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. The full terms and conditions and online entry details at radiox.co.uk. There you go. I was trying to make it all right, and there you go.
The 25,000.
Nice.
Box. Radio X.
It has to be a text. You've got to start your text with the word box. If you haven't done that, you don't deserve the money, you morons.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Thanks for watching. Bye.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
Switching broadband providers. What a faff. Do it next week, week after, or next year. But what if it was actually easy?
Suddenly,
switch to Virgin Media's lightning-fast broadband and we'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth, faff-free switching. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fiber areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
Woohoo! Go grab a deal in the Go Outdoors Summer Clear Out. I've heard there's mega savings on everything you need to get kitted out for summer adventures. Hiking, camping, even paddleboarding. Better fly down there while stocks last. With your membership £5, T's and C's apply. Go Outdoors. Discover freedom!
You modern-day saint. Stepping in when the teaching assistant fell ill. Look at those little faces. Bask in the warm glow of their gratitude. Now, where's the coffee? Is that instant? But you, sir, are a smart cookie. You've snuck in a Taylor's coffee bag. Real ground coffee in a bag that tastes real good. Double geography later. Bring it on. Taylor's coffee bags. Where there's hot water, there's great coffee.
At Wren, we design kitchens to your budget, not ours. With up to 60% off fully built kitchen units and up to 7 years interest-free credit. Plus, with our summer savings, you can get a Bosch dishwasher for just £149. The Great Renovation. Visit your nearest Wren showroom. Offers apply when you buy 5 or more units. Dishwasher offer ends the 2nd of July. 1 per customer. Finance subject to status and minimum spend.
B&Q and TradePoint's Big You Can Do It sale isn't over yet. We've added even more unmissable deals in-store and online. Better hurry, though. Ends 1st of July. You can do it.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Stock up with 4 freezer fillers for just £4.98 at Asda. Take your pick from big name brands like Goodfella's Deep Pan Pepperoni Pizza and Bird's Eye Classics, like a 2-pack of breaded fish fillets, a 10-pack of potato waffles, or a 4-pack of chicken burgers. 4 frozen family faves for less than a fiver. That's good, honest value. That's Asda price. Selected stores online subject to availability. May exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Oh, bad traffic. Great news, isn't it? More time in the car. Joy. Maybe you don't feel it. Maybe you don't drive a Lexus NX yet. But when you do, you'll see the positive of peak hour. The delight in a detour. The love of the long way. The Lexus NX plug-in hybrid. Experience amazing before you arrive.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Just after 7 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the CIA has insisted US strikes on Iran severely damaged its nuclear facilities. Its director says the damage last weekend will take years to rebuild. That contradicts a leaked intelligence report from the Pentagon that suggested it had only pushed back Iran's plans a few months. Sir Mark Lyle Grant, the UK's former ambassador to the UN, says it's difficult to judge what happened.
Clearly, there has been very substantial damage done to all three nuclear sites, including the Fordo one under the mountain. But what we don't know is whether some of the 400 kilograms of enriched uranium were actually moved out of that site.
In other news this morning, around one child in every classroom is now born from IVF. New figures show 21,000 babies were born using the treatment in 2023. That's up from 8,700 in 2000. There's also been a big increase in the number of women freezing their eggs. A second heat wave of the year is expected to hit the UK this weekend. Temperatures are likely to get back over 30 degrees. They could even reach 34 degrees on Monday when events like Wimbledon start up. And Sir Andy Murray has told us he's trying to keep his children off phones and social media until they get older.
My wife is very passionate about trying to keep the kids away from phones and social media until they're, you know, much older. And it's, you know, it's hard, but we feel pretty strongly about that. And there's, you know, lots of issues around social media. I've seen it, you know, as an adult as well.
He's the latest high-profile tennis player to speak up about their damaging impact. Last week, Katie Bolter revealed she'd had relentless abuse. In a month's time, social media firms face tougher rules aimed at protecting young people.
Sport.
England's under-21s are now one match away from winning back-to-back European titles. They are through to the final after a 2-1 win against the favourites Netherlands last night. Liverpool's Harvey Elliott, who's awesome, scored both goals last night. They will now play Germany in the final on Saturday.
He needs to get out and get more playing time under his belt, do you not think? Harvey Elliott.
Well, he does need... I do agree with that.
Thank you.
He does need to play more football.
Thank you. And if he's going to stay at Liverpool for a long time, he needs to be playing Premier League football.
So another team in the Premier League. Can you think of who would you...
Well, I was thinking of Leeds United.
Oh, right.
Because they will start in the Premier League this season.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. So they, you know, he would get everything he needs there.
Right.
He would get the playing time.
He would get the game time.
And, you know, it's not a direct competitor to Liverpool, is it?
No.
There you go.
I agree with everything you just said, actually.
So can we have him, please?
I don't know if it works.
On a free loan.
Okay. He's been...
And also, can you pay, just like for like FIFA when I play on Xbox, can you pay 80% of his wages, please?
Right, okay. He's been linked with a move to Brighton.
Right, that's actually, no good for him.
For 40 million.
No.
No?
What, to go?
To go to Brighton, yeah.
He's not going to do that, is he?
I hope not. Love Harvey Elliott.
Right,
absolutely,
so can
love
you,
him.
Can you send...
I'll have a chat with Arne Slot.
Thank you.
And it's the EFL fixtures day as well.
Oh,
Leeds United don't have to worry about this now. Look on your face.
I'm so happy.
Recently relegated Leicester, Ipswich and Southampton will find out their first games back in the Championship where the fixtures are out today. Oldham and Barnet will also get their schedule confirmed.
That's the best way to Oldham?
Yes.
Way.
That's after sealing their return to the Football League in the previous campaign.
Weather.
With eBay. Get your vehicle's summer road trip ready with their wide range of parts and accessories.
There's a bit of rain around this morning. That will clear throughout the day and then it should be drier and brighter. Very warm again, 25 or 26 degrees. Let's say 26. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you, Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Main theme, vocal top. Like this.
The Chris Miles Show.
Right there. Morning then, Thursday, June 26th. Welcome to the Chris Miles Show. Now. I've had a text message from someone that's annoyed me. Oh. It's not annoyed me. I take that back. It's not annoyed me. They've messaged in. Now, they've said, please pick a woman, i.e. me, today.
Right.
Lol.
Okay.
Now, what she hasn't said in that is she means to play the £25,000 box.
Yes.
I hope that's what she means. Or she's just offering herself up to us.
Yeah.
Please pick a woman, i.e. me.
I hope it's...
What for? I mean, I've got some jobs that need doing around the house.
Mm.
If you're any good there, that'd be great. I've got a new shower head I want to put in.
Right.
I can't do it.
Oh, no, of course you can't. That's plumbing.
I can't get the old shower head off.
Right.
Just screw off. Just screw off.
It is not budging. And here's the thing. I put the old shower head on and I can't get it off.
Oh. There'll
and be I've
some
got a brand new one. It's massive as well. Lovely, right. Like, kind of whatever they call it.
Rainfall.
Rain, yeah, one of those. And it's like twice, if not two and a half times the size of the one I've got. So, oh, lovely.
Do you know what I'd get? As someone who doesn't know about these things, a descaler spray.
I can't get it off.
No, exactly. Spray it on, because it's probably got a bit of limescale in it.
Oh, God,
like.
You joking.
And then you should try it.
Get me. But I can't get it off.
DIY dot.
So, whoever your name is, please pick a woman, i.e. me. Yeah, come round and change my shower head. That sounds like the worst euphemism in the world.
Lights out.
Hello, darling. Come round, do my shower head.
How's your water butt?
Talking of DIY, I saw Flatpak Mike last night in the pub.
Did you?
He is so thankful for the mentions on the show. His website's gone through the roof. Somebody he knows in Australia messaged him and said, why are you drilling a hole in Dom's water butt? News has travelled fast.
This is a guy that you have come round yours to do all the jobs that you can't do. Right?
Absolutely, because I'm useless.
Changing a light bulb, putting a shelf together, opening a door.
Yeah, well, apart from the door, yes,
empty
actually,
the
to all
washer.
Those. But he's brilliant. He's very good. Anyway, very thankful.
Good.
Yeah. His business is doing great.
So do you think that justifies you not tipping him the last time he came and did a job at your house?
Well, all he did was thank me again, so I'm going to say yes.
He was such a jammy git.
No,
really
I told you I'd offered it.
If that was me, this guy would have been like, just did some work at Chris Moore's house, didn't even tip me.
Yeah.
What does Dom get? He doesn't tip and Dom gets a...
Praise.
Oh, mate, I just want to say thank you so much. Thank you. No, I want to thank you.
He did.
I bet he offered to buy you a pint, didn't he?
No, he didn't. He didn't, actually.
Oh, cheap.
But he's got international recognition. People in Australia are aware of his...
Well, well done, Mike here.
Yeah, well done, Mike here. Flatpak Mike.
Andy Reigate says you need some WD-40 for your shower. I'm not spraying WD-40 there.
No.
Chris, use rubber gloves to unscrew your shower head. We use rubber gloves to unscrew the heads... from bullets when I worked for a weapons manufacturer.
Because bullets and shower heads are the same.
Brackets, that's probably a breach of the Official Secrets Act.
Right.
Hey, I was thinking about this the other day, right?
That's a weird text, isn't it?
If you sign the Official Secrets Act,
mm.
right, and you get home from work and your other half goes, hi, love, how was work today? do you have to go, I've told you, I can't tell you.
Yeah. I wonder if we know anyone who signed the official secret status, because they'd never tell us.
Is that only for spies or is that for people in like...
No. It's for anything that...
Well, like that person there just said, they used to work in a weapons manufacturer. Yeah.
Anything that compromises national security.
There must be loads of people in it then.
Yeah, yeah, we know people.
They all can't be tight-lipped, can they?
It's got to be one blabber, isn't it? One blabber mouth.
The 2 pints.
Guess what I signed yesterday? Yeah, I can't tell you.
Yeah, yeah, guys. Here.
What?
Look at this.
What is it?
I signed the official Secrets Act this morning at work.
You signed the official...
I thought you might want to have a look at it. It's fascinating stuff.
Right, I don't know if we're meant to be looking at that, are we?
What do you mean?
Well, it's Official Secrets Act, isn't it?
Yeah. It's fine.
Oh.
We're making some new invisible tanks.
Right.
Well, anyway, look at this here. Look what it says. It says, I can't say what I do at work. I can't tell anyone. Oh, it's amazing. Yeah,
but you are showing me the Official Secrets Act.
I'm going to go to the bar. Have a read-up.
Right. There'll be a few of those.
Says here, you can only talk about your work to other security cleared people.
How do you know?
I'm cleared. Tell me.
Yeah, how do you know that? Is there a special wink you do? Do you shake hands in a strange way?
Ding.
Yeah, dong.
There you are.
Yes. If you know, you know.
Okay. Right, let's read some text messages out. Mike and Jane in Norwich. Mike and Jane! Nice little delivery yesterday, all ready for Truck Fest in 4 weeks today, and Mike has sent a picture of himself wearing the Radio X... poncho.
They're very cool, actually.
Sorry, what are we calling them?
Parka.
Yeah, bracket it's a poncho.
Yeah.
You can tell Dominic's not been to Blackpool. He just said, it's lovely in Blackpool. Oh, that's
last
nice.
Time I went, it was my uncle who used to live in Blackpool. Last time it was lovely.
Yvonne says, talking about Glastonbury, I know everyone raves about it, but 200,000 people just sounds awful. Now, I know what you mean.
It's busy.
I know what you mean, Yvonne. And Glastonbury can get very busy, but you could literally go to Glastonbury and do all the outside bits, and it wouldn't be anywhere near as busy.
Mm.
If you avoid all the massive, for example, you'd have been great watching Scissor.
Right,
you'd have been fine there.
There was a bit more room, wasn't there?
And dare I say it? Dare I actually say the unsayable? I think you'd be fine for Neil Young.
Do you think?
I worry Neil Young might not be that busy.
Right.
Saturday night, though. It's like everyone's there then.
But who's on the other stage Saturday night? Is it Prodigy or am I making that up?
Saturday.
Let me have a look. Saturday night. Well, yeah. So the Prodigy are on the other stage at 9:45 headlining, and that is going to go off. That's going to be huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Be great.
Oh, no, that's Sunday.
Oh, Prodigy?
Yeah.
Is it?
Neil Young's Scissor Sisters and Charlie XCX. And then Hard-Fi.
Well, Charlie XCX, oh, that'll be massive as well. Anyway, Yvonne, it's fine. I get it. It's not, you know, the way you say there, it's not my thing either, but it is all right. Maria, who's putting stuff in my text?
Sorry,
to read?
I've just put something for me in.
I'm trying to read stuff out, and I'm like, who's got a mention here for a birthday? I don't give a crap about someone's birthday.
No, it's not that I've put in. It's something else.
Well, that's gone in.
Oh, I haven't put the birthday one in.
Please wish our daughter Megan a happy birthday. She's 11 today and listens every morning, says Charlotte in Bradford. Where's the gag in there? Who's put that in there?
I don't know. Happy birthday, though.
I didn't put that in there.
I didn't put that in there either.
Yeah, Megan, happy birthday. Get your text out of my reads.
Happy birthday, Megan.
Me and my husband are travelling to Glastonbury at the moment from Belfast. We're staying in Worthy View. Ooh.
What's Worthy View? Is that
it's
posh?
A campsite that Glastonbury actually
run. Okay.
Yeah, it's an official Glastonbury.
Quite like glamping type thing.
I don't know. I've never been. So I don't know.
Oh, it looks really cool from the sky. They arrange their tents in like colours so it makes patterns.
Oh, that's nice.
All in lines.
Oh, that's nice.
That's lovely.
Yeah, Glastonbury is on. I am so excited. All I want to do is see Shed 7 on Friday. I just want to get... I've got to get to Woods's by 3 o'clock. They're on at 3:15.
Yeah.
I also, and I know this sounds terrible, I also need to find out who's running the stage at Woods's. Because...
Well, ask them to delay it a bit.
Because Woodsies is a tent, right?
Yes.
So The thing is, if the 10 gets too busy, it's game over. And I'm going to be legging it to get there. I think it's going to be busy. Shed 7.
You can always get in on the right-hand side, though, if you come around.
Shh.
I mean, you can't, actually. It's very full.
You can't do that now.
Yeah, but what if you can't? That's the thing.
Yeah.
Now, I did a gig recently, and the guy running the stage at the gig I was doing is working on Woodsies.
Right.
And then I did another gig, and she's also working Woodsies. I think your man is running the stage. I think he's stage managing Woodsies.
Okay.
So I'll be like that. Oi! Can't remember his name. Do you remember me? Can I come back? But then you can't see backstage either. And I want to watch Shed 7.
You want to get in the throng, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also as well... So anyway, I'm very, very excited. Tomorrow's show, I'm going to be very, very giddy.
Yes.
And I don't know if I'm going to make... I genuinely don't know if I'm going to make it or not.
It's going to be touch and go, isn't it?
Because, Dom, I'm a man of the people. I want to go and see the bands. I want to go and see my boys Shed 7.
That's it.
I want to be standing in the crowd with other Shed 7 fans watching.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm worried I won't make it because by the time I've got my accreditation for hospitality, my backstage passes, it might be too late. You know? The man of the people, Dom. That's what I am. I'm a man of the people. Anyway, and if you're not going to Glastonbury and you don't care about it, good morning. I hope you have a lovely weekend.
Radio X. Coming up, more excellent chat and awesome tunes to fuel your Thursday.
Yeah.
Dom's sack is looking rather plump this morning. I wonder if you'll have to empty it soon. Plus, 25 grand could be yours.
What?
Chris will tell you again shortly how you can play the 25,000 pound box.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Bye.
Man.
Bye.
The Chris Miles Show.
Bye.
Radio X.
But first, let's have some music. So, Glastonbury weekend is happening this weekend. The weather should be good as well. Lots of huge names on the bill. Alay, it's the Chernups.
I woke up and walked a million miles today. I've been looking up and down for you. All this time it still feels just like yesterday. That I walked a million miles for you. Over it, think I'm getting over it.
love that song very, very much, and I'll tell you why. Because when Foo Fighters come out with new stuff, I always want it to be really good, like Foo Fighters. And then that, I heard that, and I was like, oh, come on, that is brilliant.
Yeah.
That could have been 15-year-old Foo Fighters for me.
Yeah, definitely.
Good morning, it's 20 past seven. It's the Chris Moyles Show. Chris Moyles Show! Who put that really long text in?
That's me for something for letters that I want to talk about in a bit.
There's too many words.
Oh, there's a lot of words.
I have a screen that I can read text messages on, and then I can take certain text messages out and put them in a read pile.
Yes.
So Yvonne says, I know everyone raves about it, but 200,000 people at Glastonbury just sounds awful. I can read that. But then you put one in that's way too many words. If it's a text too long, I can't read it.
I know. I know what you mean. It is a long one, but it's an important one, and it's a lovely one, actually.
Okay, so we talked loads about Glastonbury. Oh, another good text that came in. I can't remember who sent it. Oh, here we go. It's really made me laugh during Foo Fighters. This is from John, who said, you know you've got a Radio X Oasis station, which means you can back off talking about Oasis all day on Radio X.
Right.
Can we have a Radio X Glastonbury station, please?
Oh,
and I'm like, all right, am I banging on about it a bit too much? All right. I will not talk about Glastonbury for the next 3 minutes.
The Chris Moyles Show.
You're welcome.
Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
It's a chilled summer's day. The twins are splashing in the paddling pool while Mrs. Thing puts her feet up. She's proper chuffed, having saved money on a British Gas boiler service. It's like an MOT for your boiler, just £79, reduced from £109. Bliss! Well, it was nice while it lasted. British Gas, taking care of things. Visit britishgas.co.uk to learn more and see full T's and C's. Sale ends 9th of September 2025. Offer available to new boiler service contract customers.
Critics are calling 28 years later the best film of the year. Five stars from The Times. Five stars from The Daily Mail. Five stars from The Sun. Five stars from The Daily Telegraph. Five stars from The Daily Express. Five stars from The Metro. 28 years later, only in cinemas now.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
The John Lewis sale is here. Save up to 50% on selected products. Whether you're getting the garden barbecue ready or choosing holiday outfits, find something you'll love at a price you'll love too. Visit us in-store, online and on the app to find amazing offers in home, tech, fashion, beauty and kids today. Payment plans available. Sale ends 20th of July while stocks last.
Yes, it's number one. It's top of the shops again. Aldi has won which cheapest supermarket for the last 19 months in a row, and you can't match that because only Aldi has Aldi prices on everything. So if you want bags of amazing value, you know exactly where to come. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, Squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock clearance sale ends soon. How do your beds feel?
We're comfortable with it.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But we're only on sale till Tuesday, so, you know, snooze you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Wagamama when?
Hey, babes, really sorry. I can't do tonight anymore. Can we do another night?
Yes. Your plans get unexpectedly and thankfully cancelled.
Delivery.
My cat's here. Thanks. Wagamama. Food is life.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy! We're in Glastonbury! Hey, Glastonbury, give Milesy a great big morning, Milesy! Morning! Oh, really sad you can't make it here to Glastonbury.
Full
till 7:30 from 4.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
The future is here with the next generation of Ford Pro electrified commercial vehicles. Join us at our Step Into the Future sales event with discounts across selected new dealer stock. Upgrade and get up to £3,000 off the e-Transit Custom, up to £2,000 off the e-Transit, and up to £1,500 off the Ranger plug-in hybrid. But that's not all. Every purchase comes with a home charger for only £10. Search Ford Sales Event and get the future for less. Available on selected dealer stock until 31st of July 2025. At participating Ford Transit centres, T's and C's apply.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Welcome back to The Chris Moyles Show. Now back to either Chris talking or some music. Let's all find out together.
Radio X.
Just reading this text message from Lee. Lee, who says, good morning, Moyles in the team. I can't think of anything worse than Glastonbury. Too many people, too loud, too many flags. But I might be all right like you if I'd hospitality. Listen, these hospitality tickets, by the way, they're not... Right, here's the truth. Can we just put this out there and lay this on the table and make your own mind up?
Mm.
Hospitality tickets at Glastonbury are available to buy. Now, they ain't cheap. It's a treat. This weekend is like a holiday, right? By the time I've spent everything.
Yeah, could have gone to the Maldives.
She's the luckiest woman in the world, let me tell you. So I pay for my hospitality tickets that you can buy. James gets free press tickets.
Oh.
That include hospitality.
Yeah, the press tents in hospitality.
Let me say that again for everyone who goes, oh, it's all right for you, isn't it, Morsey? I pay for my tickets for hospitality. James gets his tickets for free that include hospitality. Now then, now who's man of the people?
Yeah, true, actually. All right, blagger boy over
sure,
there.
Sure, I'm man of the rich people and James is man of the free corporate people. It's all about the man, isn't it? He's in bed with the man,
he
Tom.
Is.
He's in bed with the man.
You're in bed with the
year.
Man.
I fight against the man from hospitality. So there you go. Anyway, right.
You like the man.
Killers, Radio X.
I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not.